I'm joined here by the Donegal Minor manager, Luke Barrett. His side have had a fantastic 2-point victory over Monaghan and Clonus. Luke, that was a tight one.
Yeah, look, Ryan, we knew coming up here it was going to be very tight. The talent that Monaghan have, and the emotion in the county at the minute as well. We knew coming into their home patch it was going to be difficult, but like these boys decided very early on last week that they were coming here for one reason, and that was to give everything they absolutely have for the Donegal jersey and see where it took us, and I think nobody can deny that they did that tonight.
There were challenges aplenty out there. You were down to 14 men in the first half. That was a big, big blow.
Yeah, it was. Look, it was disappointing, so it was. You know, can we argue the two yellow cards? I don't know. I didn't see the second one. I thought the first one, yeah, probably was a yellow card, but there was a few times as well. Monaghan could have got a black card and a yellow card here and there as well. Look, these things happen in football, and it's the way they responded that was so pleasing for me as a coach for them, because I thought they were absolutely brilliant. They reorganised themselves, got themselves set up, and away they went.
Yeah, 2 points ahead at half-time, and then Monaghan make this fantastic start to the second half. Stephen Mooney kicking 3 points, and I think the space is 74 seconds. And Donegal could have caved at that stage.
Yeah, look, this is it. We knew at half-time, we said at half-time, their tails were up, it was going to be a mammoth task, and there was going to be a purple patch, and we just had to weather that purple patch. You can see out there as well, I thought, when that came, there was no panic. They knew it was going to come. Stephen Mooney's a fantastic footballer. He was always going to get a wee purple patch as well. He didn't really do much in the first half. Cormac Gallagher really tied him up well. But in the second half then, you can't keep a player like that down for the whole 60 minutes. But once we won a couple of balls in midfield again, once we got possession and started going again, I thought we were quite composed. And those couple of points we tagged on in the second half then was very positive.
Yeah, because at the second half water break, the sides were all level, but you really kicked on then. You got 3 points in succession, which was a mighty effort with 14 players at that stage of the match.
Yeah, look, again, these boys are pushing themselves in training all the time. They're mad for action, and you see the two replacements that came in then, Michael and Gary, like, you know, to have that ability come on and have, you know, and to change a game like that there was just brilliant. I thought they just added real energy, and again, the scores were brilliant. But if you've seen that, like, Gary made a couple of turnovers down in our own 45, like, that's the things that we're looking for. That's the things that they drive themselves in their own standards. So yeah, look, it's just that was going to be it. Like, what do you say at that water break? You say, listen, we go at them, we throw off the shackles, and whatever we have, give it everything, and if we come up short, we come up short, but leave nothing on the pitch. And I don't think anybody can say, well, regardless of whatever performance or whatever opinions may be of player performances, not one player can come off that pitch saying that they didn't give everything for the Donegal jersey today. They were absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, and 3 points ahead going into the closing minutes of it, there was some real heroic defending when Monaghan really needed a goal at that stage.
Yeah, well, look, we said we'd give them a challenge at the start of the week. Can we not concede a goal? Can we make sure that we keep a clean sheet? The iron save in the first half, we brought it very close, but I think it's nearly stubbornness with some of them that they don't want to give up that. They don't want to give up that challenge, but again, throwing their bodies on the line, and again, that's, you know, it does, as Charlie said, it does your heart good to watch Donegal players throwing themselves in that there. It's not just for Donegal, it's for each other, it's within the group, and again, we're just very proud of them.
And nothing beats a tight victory like that, and you could see the emotion at the end of the match, and what a close championship victory does to a group of men like that.
Yeah, it does. Look, and we said, well done, brilliant. Now we're focusing on Armagh. I suppose Monaghan was going to be difficult. We haven't looked past Monaghan, but now, you know, tonight we'll be going straight home to look at Armagh and see how we can prepare for Armagh. And they're going to be it's going to be a titanic battle. So it is. They haven't been in minor championship quarterfinals or semifinals like ourselves in the last couple of years, so it's new territory for both of us. It's very, very exciting. It's very exciting for these boys because they're just on top of the world at the minute. We want to just keep them there without them getting away with themselves. They're not. They're a fantastic group. They're just brilliant players, brilliant fellas. They're just and the fun that they have in that environment as well. So look, it's just a joy for me and the management team to stand on the line and watch them. Like, you could hear tonight, there wasn't too many instructions being shouted. There was no, like, they run the show themselves on the pitch, reorganise themselves at half time, and I think that's the most pleasing part.
Yeah, and 60 minutes away now from an Ulster final is a huge prize for these young lads.
Aye, absolutely. But listen, if we look at the last couple of weeks, we've fallen short in semi-finals in the last two. we've won. I said that tonight. I said, enjoy your victory tonight, but we've won absolutely nothing. We're not in any finals, and there's no prizes on offer the next day. So it's about getting the head down tomorrow morning, getting the analysis done, getting the recovery in, and getting the preparation for Armagh now coming next weekend.